Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. We hope the day is starting off good for you on this May 17th, 2023. Happy Wednesday, everybody. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff here. I am joined by our head of the news department, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
I don't know what I'm the head of, right?
We got a lot of heads around here.
I'm in charge of things on tall shelves. I can reach things. Actually, Seth's even taller than I am, I think. So I'm not even in charge of that. We got good things lined up for you today, everybody. We're going to have some fun this morning. We're getting to our National Day of Calendar a little bit. Public schools are up to something I am not cool with. It's a That Ain't Right story. We have got to talk a little bit of tacos today.
Taco.
Two of the biggest taco franchises going at it. We have another story involving tacos we got to get to as well that Melissa sent over. I got to get to all of that. We also have something that I'm not cool with about the messes. When people, when we see a mess, how we handle it. I don't think that's very good.
Okay,
I don't
want to
get
right,
into that.
Yeah.
8 o'clock hour is going to feature not only our live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center to kick things off, but after that, we're going to talk about the top perks that could get us to work in an office again. Should be interesting.
I have one.
Yeah, you save it. Save it, because I want to see.
I will.
I want to see what that's for. 8 o'clock hour. We'll also have, of course, Melissa's news, as we do every hour. But after that, we're going to talk with our friends at Quality Plus Printing, because this is Wednesday. We need to get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wicked awesome.
Yeah.
There's only one place to get that Wicked Awesome Word, and we got to go to our friends over at Quality Plus to get it. And we'll get it from our good friend Phil Hartley. He'll be joining us on the air here live and direct in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, kick off some entertainment news. Then a right stories, good stories of the day. All of these things coming up just for you. Looking forward to it all. First, let's catch up with everybody. Melissa, how you doing this morning?
I'm out of breath.
Yeah, you seem a little bit.
I had to run in here from the kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't seem like that far, but I had to run like four times because I had to run in here and plug my headphones in so that when you guys started, my microphone didn't blow up your feedback loop, and then run back in the kitchen to quick finish my coffee, and then run back in here with my coffee.
All right.
So you got your steps in.
Yeah.
So you got your steps in for the day.
And my heart rate up.
Yeah.
And we can blame Pat for that one because I had to be on his show this morning and I didn't get my coffee made in time. And it's been a morning.
It has been a morning for you. You know what? Take the next segment off. Take the next segment off.
Thanks, James.
For all this work she goes through.
All this work to get here. All this to be here.
Yeah, all this to get here. And then I just turn her
back
off.
Take it easy. Yeah.
Take it easy. Click. Click.
I see how I rate.
We appreciate you, Mel. But appreciate you being here. It shows so much, too. How you doing this morning, Seth?
I'm doing well. I got a new phone, and so before we started, I had to figure out how to turn the sound off. You know, I get when people get older, you know, having to learn new technology. Yeah. I'm getting to understand why it's such a bother and a hassle, because there's so much going on the things, like all this new stuff you have to learn all at once.
Yeah.
It can be very overwhelming. And
that's just it, all at once.
Yeah.
If you're brand new to cell phones and all that, or if you are newer to them, that stuff can be a lot to take in. Just even setting the time.
Exactly. How do I do this? How does this work?
I'm still trying to figure out how to do that in my car.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yes, that one I hear you.
That's like the big mystery of life. How to change the time on your car?
Mine's finally with the last time that we had the time switch with daylight savings and everything. Mine finally went back to the correct time, and I just want us to pass that law. I want just like
you
put
have to
it
change
in,
it
so
again.
I don't have
just
to change,
stay there
strictly for that. It's the only real reason. Otherwise, I don't really care much about daylight savings.
Yeah, exactly.
That we want the other one, James.
Yeah, that was the catch.
That's true.
That's the only problem.
The non-daylight savings.
At least I'll always know I'll be an hour early or an hour late. You know, and that can't hurt you in radio, right? It's not like we're a time-based,
rigidly timed. Yeah.
I wanted to touch on two things before we go to break this morning. This first one involves our public schools. If you've heard us on the airwaves here, you know how we feel about our schools, how we feel about funding our schools. We are all in favor of it. We are the most controversial morning show in the world because we go out of our way to talk about funding public schools and helping schools. Schools in general. I shouldn't just say public schools. Schools in general. Public schools are the ones that need the funding the most, so that's why I say that. But
very radical stance to take,
We are 100% spent behind teachers, administrators, superintendents, everybody involved. All right. I think we've made it known how we feel about our public schools.
Mm-hmm. We are pro-education.
Yes. Yes. Controversially, because we are just rebels around here.
We are, man.
You may even call us extremists when it comes to our education system and everything. All that being said, I got an issue. I got to start on our show with a That Ain't Right story, and it involves our public schools. Okay. Here is the only story your 10-year-old cares about today. So this is, we do news for adults all the time. Mm-hmm. Let's hit up the kids here a little bit and everything, because I'm with them on this one. There might be a chocolate milk ban. You deserve to do that. Everybody should have been doing that. There should have been some music that just played dun dun dun.
Exactly.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the Department of Agriculture is thinking about removing chocolate milk from public school cafeterias along with all other flavored milks. They have more sugar, so that's why. People in favor of the ban say it could keep kids healthy and lower rates of childhood diabetes. People against it say chocolate milk is still a net benefit because of its calcium, potassium, and vitamin D. And if their only option is regular milk, kids might not drink it at all. Mm-hmm. High schools would still be allowed to have it, just elementary and middle schools wouldn't.
That's not fair.
But they're supposedly considering two different options. One would be a full ban. The other would just limit the amount of added sugar allowed. In other words, they could still hand out chocolate milk just without as much sugar. Mm. Some cities have already done this on their own, by the way. For example, Boston took chocolate milk off its cafeteria menus a while back. Also, a ban like this wouldn't actually be unprecedented. The federal government already banned whole milk and 2% milk back in 2010.
Mm. Okay.
I have maintained on the airwaves that if I had one drink to drink the rest of my life, it would be chocolate milk.
Right.
So I have no journalistic integrity on this subject. But I just can't think of many. I mean, come on. What are we doing? Like, if you want to make it with less sugar, I understand. Mm-hmm. But I've always been told, hey, chocolate milk is better for you than, regular white milk and everything. So that alone. But getting kids to drink milk is important. And I mean, if they can.
Obviously,
if they can and everything.
It's a big deal. I can comment on this because I have journalistic integrity not being able to drink milk.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. So I say that this is silly. Of all the things that they could take off of the menu or away from school lunches, why chocolate milk? Like you said, there are so many more added benefits to it than the sugar. And maybe they just need to take sugar out of the other foods, the other ultra-processed superfoods, the foods that they're feeding at school lunches. Look at those first.
It's okay because everything in our schools are perfectly fine. We can focus on this because there is no, they have all the funding they
Nothing
need.
Else to worry
Teachers
about.
Don't have to buy their own supplies. Yeah. We can keep our children safe in school. So we can focus on chocolate milk. What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, do they have enough? Are their textbooks up to date? Do they have the technology and all the school supplies they need? Mm-hmm. Like, there are a lot of things to be focusing on before this. And I say that just to try to save chocolate milk.
Yeah.
I generally care very deeply about this subject. No, I don't. I really, actually.
Save the brown cows.
Yes, yes. Somebody, why won't somebody think of the brown cows? What? Now I want to play Black Cow. Now I want to play Black Cow from Steely Dan. It's in my head. I am all in favor. Honestly, if this was better for kids, I would be the first person who would be okay with it because it means more chocolate milk for me. And more importantly, this is all about the kids. If the kids don't come, it's like any job you do, like radio, for example. Mm-hmm. If this is about your ego and you being, having your show on the air and your opinion and you're this and you're mm-hmm. that, you ain't doing this job right. This is if the listeners don't come first, you are not doing this job right.
Right.
Whoever you are at whatever level. I don't care how much power you have or anything like that. If it isn't about the kids first and foremost, what are we doing? So, okay, they're saying this is about kids, looking at it that way. I see far more health benefits than I do negatives. I see far more benefits than I do negatives. Mm-hmm. And I also see, what about just parents telling their kids, hey, I don't want you drinking chocolate milk. and then giving the child the opportunity to, you know, be adultish and mm-hmm. learn. Okay, hey, mom and dad aren't around. I could drink this chocolate milk and nobody knows. Or I could listen to them and drink it. Giving them that option, giving mm-hmm. them that choice. This is important. This is how they learn how to be adults. This is how they learn how to be kids. Not every decision has to be made by a higher up or somebody else.
Yeah, actually, that's a great point. I like you putting it out there. I wanted to piggyback a little bit off what Melissa was saying. I get the intention is good. Okay, we want healthier kids. Understandable. We all want that, right? Unfortunately, we don't know. The whole nutrition food thing is such a mess in this country because the big problem is that all of our guidelines are coming from the people who are selling all of these things.
Yeah.
It's coming from the industries that want to sell their items. And so we're getting, you know, if you remember the four food groups, that was completely run by the the Beef Association or something. They're the ones that created that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a big, long history controversy about all of this health stuff. Chocolate milk, I don't think, is going to be one of the biggest things. I just don't see that being the reason for any kind of health problems.
Yeah, don't we have teenagers vaping? Like, isn't that a bigger concern?
You'd think, right?
And don't we have schools that have unpaid lunch debts because students can't afford to buy school lunches?
Mm-hmm. That's insane.
There's
that's just crazy.
$19 million in unpaid lunch fees across the United States.
$19 million.
If the Department of Ag or the federal government is going to get involved in anything, I would think that would be first and foremost.
I'm with you 100%.
And some states have moved to, you know, universal free school lunches. Mm-hmm. I believe, didn't they just do that in, want to say, California?
Yeah.
Perhaps. But regardless of where it's happening, it should be happening across the nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And if it costs a little bit more in taxes, okay. That's okay.
We're feeding people.
We're feeding people.
This is a good thing.
We're not just feeding people. We're feeding the future.
Yep.
All right? Like, how many of you are immortal? Like, raise your hands, please. How many of you are immortal? How many of you want to work until you're 85? How many?
Ooh.
Okay? So if there are no hands up, let's go ahead and make sure that this next generation and the generation after that have everything they need to be able to learn, to be able to grow, and to be able to run this country better than us.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what this is all about. Not just them taking over, but them doing better than us. What do we want as parents? You don't want your kids to do exactly how you did and no higher, no lower. You want them to do better than you. You want them to have better lives than you.
Mm-hmm.
This is no different. Not all these kids are your kids, obviously, but they are. They are everybody.
Like
we're a community. We're a world. We're a society. How many times have we heard it? Takes a village to raise a child. All of this. Like, this is all our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I want to piggyback off of something that Seth said earlier too about our food standards.
All this piggybacking going on.
I know, it's kind of fun.
I actually would love to see you on Seth's shoulders and see how tall that would be. Like, I think you guys would be higher than the ceiling.
Let's not try that.
No.
OSHA.
So we've touched on this briefly before, and it's actually starting to become more commonly known, but the U.S. takes a reactive approach toward regulating food versus, let's say, the U.K. that takes a proactive approach.
Mm-hmm.
They set standards based on the possibility of harm, and we set standards based on proven harm.
Mm-hmm. Which
is why we have so many artificial sweeteners in our food system still. We have all these added sugars. It's worth talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's going to be interesting to see how this develops too, because it can't just stay this way.
No.
Where, you know, it's there's going to have to be some changes. There's going to have to be some growth. And you can't have the people. This is basically like in the NFL, if we let the owners like call the games and run the games and referee the games and everything.
The judge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You show up to court, you're in chains, and then you got to go walk. You have to take the cuffs off and you have to walk over there and
put
the robe on and everything. Just back and forth.
Raise your right hand. Hold on. Switch sides.
Okay, can we do that, though, with, like, the People's Court? Okay, because that might be interesting. That might, and it would actually give Steve Harvey a day off. Like, does that man ever stop? Like, he never, he's always working.
He's always working. Man alive.
Take a break here. We'll come back, and we'll have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR. Got the James Gang together. Seth and Melissa with us right now to get into our National Day of Calendar for this May 17th, 2023.
All right.
I knew what day it was. I was just trying to find my I have too many tabs open
buttons
on my
push.
Computer.
Yeah,
too many tabs open. That's
I didn't
my
know
fault.
What day it was. Thank you for letting us know.
I well done. It is World Neurofibromosis Day.
Fibromatosis
yes. Awareness Day. A day that you shouldn't have. It's an important day, but you shouldn't have to say that before 7:30.
Exactly.
It's an important day. I no jokes about this one. It's not just a mouthful. It's also a disfiguring and sometimes painful genetic disorder, which as of yet has no cure or means of prevention. Bring awareness to this and bringing it up and talking about it and finding out people in your life that might be struggling with it is important.
Yes, indeed.
I think the empathy that these days create when we have these world days of or national days of the focus on these things, it's not just about if you or someone you know are dealing with it, but if you may end up dealing with it one day or in one way or another, whether it again is you or somebody you know or love, or just it doesn't have to involve that stuff. You don't have to have these things to involve matter to care about them.
Exactly.
International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. Important.
Yes, it is.
More important as the days go on. The suicide rates among the community, the LGBTQ community, rise. They continue to rise. The hardships that they deal with continue to rise. There is something that we like to have in this country called equality. It's what this whole thing was started with. It is about freedom. And having those freedoms.
Exactly.
How important those are.
Yes, they are.
And I don't understand why we can't just let people be people.
Yeah.
LGBTQ people have been with people for as long as people have been people. I mean, if you look back in history, you can find this. They have just been forced to be hidden in society, and that's not okay. Everybody should get to live their life and just be who they are.
Exactly.
I'd like to see for one day how straight people, including myself, would handle being treated that way.
Yeah.
If I'm out with a girl, I can't hold her hand. I got to be afraid I'm going to hold her hand or put my arm around her. If I want to even open the door for her or something like that. Imagine that. Just try to put yourself in those shoes. Pull a kind of a little bit lame, but a Matthew McConaughey here at the end of Time to Kill when he does this big speech and he says, imagine if she was white. Or and all that and everything.
Yeah.
And do that every once in a while. See what that does for you.
Yeah, try to put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Exactly.
National Pack Rat Day.
All right, you called me out.
Yep. Yeah,
it's your day, Melissa.
Yeah, it is. It is. So with this one, I mean, they handle this kind of like in a fun way. But I have to be honest, the picture that they're showing is that of a hoarder.
Yeah.
There's a gigantic difference.
Yeah.
I think you're right. There is a little bit difference on that. I'm not sure. Because hoarding is that considered a psychological thing?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
That's a disorder almost.
Yeah.
That
because it can destroy your health and your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, being a pack rat, I think that we know plenty of pack rats.
And I think that, yeah, exactly. I think for me, that's more just people who like to save things, you know?
Yeah.
Being
thrifty, conservative. Yeah. I could use this box someday. It's a really nice box.
Yes, it's a really nice box.
The whole reason I've been being quiet is I've just been waiting for Melissa to take over. This is your subject, Mel. This is
Oh, shush. Just because you've seen my hoard doesn't mean that you have to comment on it. To be fair, a lot of that is because of my mother. And I love you, Mom, but you left me a lot of yarn.
I
don't know what to do with it.
She's drowning in yarn.
There was no acting there. You could hear it in her voice. I don't know what to do with all this yarn. I, in all fairness, Melissa, if I hadn't moved around as much in my life and I hadn't, mm-hmm. you know, if I had more space in this world, I would probably be very close to it, to a pack rat. I would very, I probably
fantasize about having like six things and seven outfits. I really do. But then I also really like having things. So it's a, it's a conundrum. Because I like, oh, you know, I, when I was living at my mom's house and I had all my stuff and her stuff, mm-hmm. and then I started getting rid of things because I knew I had to. And then I'd get into some project or something and be like, oh, I know I have this roll of Velcro somewhere. I'm like, ah, but, and I start looking for it. Like, oh, no, I got rid of that because I had to get rid of stuff. But that was something I needed.
And now you don't have it. So
right.
it's a vicious circle right there. Yeah.
It's a weird thing where I think I have these things and I don't have these things. And I think I need them. So I go buy it. And then guess what? I find it the following week.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't your son, James, he's a minimalist, isn't he?
Yes.
A guy that doesn't, a person who does not have much of anything. Mm-hmm. Good by choice.
Yeah, yeah. Which makes his birthdays very difficult. But actually, it works out because we end up just talking.
That's awesome. That's better than anything.
Yeah.
It just is. Give him, consumables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ramen.
Yeah, ramen. Just a lifetime, a year supply of ramen.
There you go.
That gets sent every week.
Yes. There's a bunch more that I just want to not run through, but give a tip of the hat to. Mm-hmm. International Customer Support Day. God, we appreciate the real, human beings that are
real
running
people.
Those. Yeah, yeah, real people that are doing that job.
Mm-hmm.
And just them in general. I've dealt with a lot of customer support people in my day, and just like everybody else out there, it's probably 50-50, but every one of them I try to treat with some respect, mm-hmm. because my issue is very rarely with them. It's with
it's
the company.
It's not their fault.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get mad at somebody making minimum wage who's just trying to do the best they can, oftentimes from another country. It is not their fault. They're taking a job like we all mm-hmm. do.
Yeah, exactly.
You have an issue, take it up with the people that actually can do something about it, because those mm-hmm. customer support people can't do a dang thing. Other than what you're calling them for oftentimes.
Right. And I have huge respect for people who can speak multiple languages, because I cannot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we should have a lot more respect for that in our country.
I agree.
Considering mm-hmm. so many of us are horrible at it.
Yeah.
And myself included, by the way. I'm not at all pointing fingers. My Italian and Spanish is, and even my Hebrew, is all broken. It's all broken. I don't know other than family members who'd understand me.
Yeah, exactly.
National Cherry Cobbler Day. It's a good one.
Ooh,
cherry stuff. Yum.
It's a good one.
Yum.
World Hypertension Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's another important one. Get your blood pressure tested, everybody.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm very thankful
more of it than we should have.
Agreed.
Agreed, yeah.
High blood pressure is a big problem on my dad's side of the family, mm-hmm. and we're very lucky that my papa caught it early and moved himself down south. As much as I miss him every day, I wish I could see him every day and all that, he is living his best life in the south
with
the warmer weather. And
good.
I guarantee we've had him longer because of it.
That's great.
I've talked with him about this. I'm not saying anything I haven't talked to him about, and he's even, he's more, he moves around more, he's bowling, he's doing things. Papa's in his late 90s.
That's awesome.
And bowling. Like, he's doing stuff, you know?
That's great.
Well, anything we can do to get the stress out of our lives is going to help.
Yes. Yeah.
National Numeracy Day. Numbers are important.
Numbers are important.
Improve your numerical skills by doing some exercises or even taking a class to get your brain working again.
You know, one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one.
Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Yep.
Why does he stop there? There's like three,
I don't know.
Four.
He doesn't keep going. He just stops.
Because then the baseline comes in.
Yeah, that's it. That's top 10 saddest songs of all time.
Yeah, yeah. It is sad. Definitely. Very lonely.
National Walnut Day. All walnut lovers out there, rejoice.
I am one. I love walnuts.
Yeah,
you put
they're
them
yummy.
In just about anything, and I will eat it. It's good stuff.
And they work really good to cover scratches in a wood floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you take a walnut and you rub it across a scratch in wood, it fills it in.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. No, that is awesome.
Try it. Wow. It's kind of like amazing.
I really do want to try that. Oh, that is really, I got to tell my dad that. He's going to flip out over that. He's going to love
it. Try it right away. Where? Give me a walnut. Mm. Yeah.
Where's the scratch? I'm going to make one.
Yeah, by the way, you two, my mom and dad listen, and I was joking the other day on my brother's birthday about him and my sister being higher than me on the pie chart and everything. Which doesn't make sense because I've been around, you know, twice as long as my brother. I've had twice as many amount of time to collect points.
Exactly.
Somehow my brother's shattering me in this. I was informed by my mother and father that you two also rank higher than me on this list.
Yes! Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Enjoy. Have fun.
Being the firstborn is a thankless task.
I'm going to tell you this right now. They don't have a lot, so that will ain't going to be that great. I'll tell you right now. So good luck, you two. Good luck.
That's good. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we made the list. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I am going to get such a look from my mother when I see her next. I am going to get the world's...
The daggers are going to come out there, yeah.
I can already feel it. I'm like actually cringing in my chair here. National Pinot Grigio Day.
Yum.
For you wine drinkers out there.
Yeah, I don't mind a good Pinot Grigio. That's not bad. Yeah, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, if you want something lighter than a Chardonnay,
mm-hmm.
it's a good go-to.
Yeah, I like it. It is also World Stationery Day. Forget text messages and emails for a day and return to the days of handwritten, thoughtful letters by breaking out your old stationery and writing your loved ones.
Oh, that's what they meant. I thought they meant just like sit in one spot. Forever.
You and Beth, because we had International Stationery Day when we had Beth and both of you. What's up with that?
Yeah, yeah.
We've been married for a while. That's
anybody?
It's so good.
There's nothing like getting a handwritten card, though.
Nothing. They are the best.
Like it.
It's very true.
I had one of my students write me a letter thanking me for 3 years of teaching. This was about a year ago that I got this, and I will that is in my prized possessions. That is
awesome.
One of my favorite things. Yeah.
There's something about it. You're right.
This also got me thinking about like movies, because I was flipping through not the channels, but flipping through things I had on my bookmarks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had Ferris Bueller's Day Off on there, and I couldn't remember why. it turned out there was an there's an actor that I work with that was I had a bit part in it that wanted me to see it, so I didn't get a chance to look at it. I'm pulling it up and looking at it, and I'm watching parts of it and everything, because I still think it's a charming movie. I still think that there's fun parts of it and everything, and it would never happen now. Like, cell phones have completely ruined the 80s comedy of like, you need this and this and this to go completely right so that you can get all, you can pull this and this and this off. Like, cell phones and technology have ruined all of it.
Yep.
Ferris would have been caught, like, in the first 5 minutes of that movie.
It'd be done. Yep. Yeah. Shortest movie ever.
Ever.
It's like, really hard to disappear right now.
It's a shame, kind of. It's kind of a shame. Like, these movies, I can't even imagine if you're a kid nowadays growing up and you watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off or something like that. They're like, oh, dude, this is lame.
Yeah, this is science fiction.
Yeah, this is never gonna, you know, it's bad. And finally, it is National Work From Home Day.
Hey, oh.
Hey, Melissa.
I nailed this one.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Melissa. Way to celebrate.
You're welcome.
We're actually going to get into this one a little bit more in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got this list here of the top perks that could get us to work in an office again.
Okay.
We're going to touch on
the
that.
Opposite.
Mm. But I think that there is a lot more positives than negatives to people working from home. We have certainly seen some issues with Zoom calls going wrong and things like that. We have had before this, what was the big complaint? Well, people are going to be lazier at home. And what have we seen? How many news stories have you seen about that? How much data have you seen about that? How many people have you seen complaining about that? Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody. I got nothing here. 424-2600. Call up and join this conversation, everybody. And tell me if you've heard this, you've seen articles about this, because I have not seen jack about that.
I've seen nothing but stuff saying that productivity has gone up with people working at home. That's all I've seen. So
I have seen some complaints from people saying that they have, you know, they're so monitored from home.
Yeah, that is an issue too.
That is an issue because it becomes a privacy issue and a trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I think it's misproportioned the amount of of talk that there's been about, well, they're going to be lazier.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They had a disproportionate response to that.
Yeah.
I think one of the things this also does is not only give us more and more reason why, hey, maybe we should listen to employees. Employees have been 100%. Saying this long before the pandemic.
Yep.
Long before that. They realized, hey, technology is advancing. A lot of this stuff that I come 2 hours or I travel 45 minutes or whatever it is to get to the office to do, I could probably do from home and save that 45 minutes and be using it to work.
Exactly.
It makes perfect sense.
To me, yeah.
Unfortunately, it took a lot of different things for this to get here, but here we are. We're at it now. Mm-hmm. And I think we're realizing more and more that, you know, there's certain jobs that can be done better this way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what business is all about.
Well, look at Melissa. I mean, she's a great example. Mm. She could not do what she does if she had to come down here every single day to do her work. She couldn't do it. It just was too much time.
I'd be exhausted.
Exactly.
It would add 2 hours to my day every day that I just couldn't do, honestly. Nope.
And we could not replace her.
No.
There is no way we could. Melissa's, much like yourself, Seth, a Swiss Army knife, which is a little funnier saying it about Seth since he's Swiss.
I am Swiss.
Is that stereotypical on my part? Is that a stereotype?
I'm Swedish.
yeah, there we go. There are so many good evidence of how this is benefiting society, benefiting workers, benefiting families.
Oh,
families being home more. I don't.
Yes, my plants very much appreciate it.
I don't know how many parents, though, wish that they could get out of the house sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, that might be a little different. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and after Melissa's news, we're going to talk tacos.
Yum.
Talk tacos and trademarks.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's all coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Got to get that piano in there.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. And we're talking tacos.
You women have heard of jalapenos. You've heard the noise they make. But let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88.
Let's talk tacos and trademarks right now.
All right.
This is going to be an interesting one, and it's kind of funny. This happens maybe every once in a great while. I look at my, you know, check my emails or anything late at night, and I see I've got an email from one of you guys about a story, and it's a story that I had also had bookmarked
and
put aside and everything. I love when that happens. It's always cool to me. Taco Bell is going after their much smaller competitor, Taco John's, for owning the trademark on the phrase Taco Tuesday. For context, there is about 7,000 Taco Bell locations compared to about 400 Taco John's. Here in Wisconsin, we have maybe a little more even numbers on that between Taco John's and Taco Bell. We are have a lot. I know here in town we've had a Taco John's longer than we've had a Taco Bell.
Right,
that kind of thing. Taco John's trademarked it in 1989 after they'd already been using it for a few years. They originally spelled it T-W-O for a deal where you get two tacos for 99 cents.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, that ad. I remember that ad.
My whole junior high. Yeah. My whole junior high existence, all I ate was that taco on Tuesdays was tacos.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was right over by East. It was right across the street. You just walk on over there.
There's your tacos. Yep.
They choose Tuesday because it was their slowest day of the week. That is interesting.
Did not know that.
I didn't either. That is pretty cool. Very smart. All right.
Very smart.
Yesterday, Taco Bell filed a petition after the trademark office to get it dropped. Their argument is it's a common phrase lots of people use now and that the trademark is, quote, absurd. They said it's like if only one restaurant could use the word brunch. They went. Now that's what attorneys do. That's extreme, but that's what good lawyers do.
It's true.
I don't agree. That's foolish, obviously. But that's what they pay good attorneys. That's
the minutiae of the law, right?
Yeah. They want Taco John's to drop the trademark so every Mexican restaurant can use the phrase, and obviously, so Taco Bell can use it too.
Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth, Taco John's has gone after other. Taco John's has gone after other places for using it before. Okay. According to one expert, Taco Bell might actually have a pretty solid case. The trademark office sometimes cancels old trademarks for, quote, phrases that become commonplace.
That's okay.
I want to come back to that.
Okay.
Taco John's has 40 days to file a response to the petition, but it could take up to 2 years before there's a ruling.
Of course.
If you want to weigh in, Taco Bell also launched a separate petition on change.org that anyone can sign. First off, well played by Taco Bell to try to make themselves look like the small dog in this. We just want to help out all these other Mexican restaurants.
Sure.
First off, you are not a Mexican restaurant. Don't call yourself that. That's insulting to Mexican food. But more to the point, if that's the case, spell it differently. Find a way around it. Copyright laws. The guys at South Park do this every day. Like, find a way. You can find ways around these things. Mm. Or, I don't know, come up with a better phrase.
Yeah.
If it is that common that the trademark office is talking about maybe taking it away, that tells you it's been done, man. It's been ran into the ground.
Right.
All right. If LeBron James didn't kill it with his old TikTok video, Taco Tuesday, or whatever he was doing, that was the weirdest I've ever seen him too.
Very
this
strange.
I mean, come on. What are we doing here? Push yourself. Push your ad team. Push your creative team. If you're Taco Bell, get Pete Davidson to work because you got him under contract and come up with something better. Like, what are you doing here? This isn't advertising 01. It's advertising 101. This is what you do. This is your job. Do your job. It seems lame to me.
They're part of that whole group of KFC, you know, they're all under the same corporate, ownership. And they've got millions and millions of dollars to work on this. And this is what they come up with? Oh, we don't want Taco John's to be the only one who can use Taco Tuesday. That's it?
It's so lame.
Which is such a much smaller group, a company.
Yeah.
It's so much smaller.
This is as if McDonald's went after Misty's or something.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? It's like, hey, we don't like you guys have a Misty's menu. I don't like that. We got a menu on our label, on our
we have a menu.
You can't go by that. Like, what are you doing?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I feel like it's kind of funny that Taco John's has actually chased after so many places. You know, they send cease and desist letters to restaurants and say, you can't do this. But people think it's a joke when they get them. And then they find out, no, it's
they
not.
They actually own the copyright.
This is actually,
on it.
They own the copyright.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you're a smaller business that only has 400 stores, you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. You're going to hold on to what you got. And now I don't know what's going to happen with this, because we won't know for years. This is going to be, in
a litigation for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And by the time it does, say it does take a good, even if it just takes 2 years, the phrase is going to be that much older.
Yeah.
It's going to be
who's
going to
care?
More.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, and I never knew it was a Taco John's thing, because I didn't have a Taco John's in my town growing up, either of my towns. We just had Taco Bell's.
Yeah.
But Taco Tuesday just kind of goes together, what the argument is, that it's a ubiquitous phrase.
Sure.
But, I mean, Taco Bell could do something as silly as Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe there's ways around this.
Just off the top of your head, it's better than anything they've come up with.
Yes,
I mean, come on.
Yes, it is. Fun fact, there is actually one state where Taco John's doesn't own the trademark. Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in New Jersey trademarked it back in 82 and calls itself the birthplace of Taco Tuesday.
Well, look at that. They actually have precedence on that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. Now, did anybody else know this about the trademark office sometimes canceling old trademarks?
I don't think I knew that.
So there's a dangerous line if you're a business where you want this phrase, where's the beef? You want it to be the most popular phrase in the world. Mm-hmm. You want people knowing that and everything and going to your restaurant and everything else. But it becomes too popular to where you lose control over it and you don't get the funds or anything from it anymore. Like, that's an interesting kind of balance of in best case scenario, you lose the trademark. Because it becomes that much popular in pop culture and everything?
Or I wonder if it's more that you just can't enforce, like...
Yeah,
like
it's probably that.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly how it works, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's for things like Kleenex and Xerox.
Yeah,
when we talk about, here's
Q-tips.
A Kleenex.
Q-tips, yeah.
Yeah, it's become a common descriptive word as opposed to the name of a brand.
Exactly, yeah.
We don't use the term Xerox here the same way they do, like, in the UK.
Right.
Right.
We talk about copying something. Mm-hmm. They talk about Xeroxing something.
Band-Aids. similar thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting.
And since we do not shy away from controversy, mm-hmm. controversy on this show, I will go out and say publicly that Taco John's is way better than Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I've said
I
that.
I think so.
If I haven't said it, I'll say it right now. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
I would eat. If every Taco Bell went off the planet, I'd be fine.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be perfectly fine. And I'm not saying that as if I hate Taco Bell. I don't. I've eaten there plenty of times. Heck, I'm over 21. I've drank. It's been 2 in the morning. Of course I've eaten Taco Bell.
And because we don't have any White Castles in Wisconsin, you got to go somewhere.
Yeah. It's 2 in the morning.
Seth, I don't usually like to agree with you. And the only reason that I will on this topic is because Taco Bell did me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
We know.
When they got rid of their 7-layer burrito, I now and forever will hate on Taco Bell until they bring it back. Mm. But to be fair, Taco John's doesn't have a comparable,
that's true. They don't. They don't.
Replacement. Yeah. They don't. Although I have to say, last time I topped at Taco John's, they did give me the burrito I asked for and add a guacamole. So they might be a contender now.
They really want to win Melissa over. I mean, all they got to do is just create this 7-layer burrito or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't even say
7
it.
Beans, 7 something cilantro,
7 C's burrito.
We collect things from the 7 seas and put it in our burrito.
The 7 wonders of the world burrito.
Yeah, don't ask what's in it, but just it's good.
You do not want to know. Take a break. Come back. We'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good start to your Wednesday out there, everyone. Big shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us. We're going to have a live and direct update from them in the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
Such a good voice.
Yes.
Such a good
one of a kind. One of a kind.
Great songwriter. Mm-hmm. Incredible songwriter. We got to get into this one here, especially as I look at my iPhone just staring at me right now. Why does it seem like the latest technology is always like 5% cool, 5% useful, 90% terrifying?
that's a good point, yeah.
Apple has a new mobile feature in the pipeline called Personal Voice. Allow your phone to replicate your voice after only about 15 minutes of reading prompts and training.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
Which is cool until you consider what people can do with this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Between that and ChatGPT, you don't even need me anymore. just throw it in there. Hey, we want a morning show conversation, blah, blah, blah. And just pop it up there, punching it through. But you wouldn't get all the Simpsons references and all that stuff and everything. And useless random facts and everything. Apple says it's meant to make their devices more inclusive for people with disabilities. For example, people with conditions like ALS, where they lose their voice over time, this tool could help them by reading typed text along with during calls and saving commonly used phrases.
For that would definitely be helpful. Yep.
Yeah, and great. And the problem is this will probably only end up that being 1% of its actual use.
Exactly.
Instead, we're dealing with fears of scammers getting their hands on this, mm-hmm. TikTokers using it for pranks, and just smart alecks like me messing with it and everything to mess with my father. It's the technology, like this has been happening long. I would say this has been happening before any of us were even born. Technology mm-hmm. is lapping us. Mm-hmm. Technology is advancing farther than our society is advancing. Mm-hmm. We understand this because of our judicial system. Internet crime, we got way late in the game on that
way
one.
Way behind.
We got way late on that one. Phone scamming, even. We got way late on and stuff. Technology is one of those things that we're still trying. We're always going to be playing catch up with.
Mm-hmm.
And trying. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to be guinea pigs during. I think understanding this stuff already gives us an advantage. No matter what the tech is. I'm a little tired of being afraid of technology. I am going to be smart about things. I'm not going to have my head in the sand, but I'm also not going to live my life in fear over AI or any of these, or AI taking my job any more than AI scamming me or AI doing these things. Again, you can do both. You can be on guard and be careful mm-hmm. and be smart about things mm-hmm. while also not being afraid of your phone. I refuse to do that. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be an idiot about this. I'm not going to be a fool about it. Blah, 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 blah. But I am not going to live my life in fear. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not afraid of AI. I'm not afraid of ChatGPT. I'm not afraid of any of these things. I spent all night last night talking to people on the front lines of this writer's strike. By the way, came inches close to talking to Dave Foley. God.
What?
I was so close to talking. This is the second time I almost talked to one of my heroes, man.
Oh, man.
It's this crux where I'm like, if the writer's strike wasn't happening, these incidences wouldn't even come close. So I'm like kicking myself. I'm like, I'm a jerk. I'm excited about talking to these people where there's much more important things going on.
They're not working right now. Yeah.
The writers who are really understand this better than most, mm-hmm. you can have these ChatGPTs do stuff. It has no human inner emotion to it. It has no references. It has none of the things that that pull you to stuff. I'm not afraid of it, but I also know that it's an issue and that we need to handle this for writers mm-hmm. and all those things. Mm-hmm. When it comes to this personal voice thing, you're going to have it without inflection. You can have my voice, but it's going to sound awfully like this.
Yep.
Because my words are used in different tones, different sentences.
And then they're cobbled together into create mm-hmm. new sentences, and it sounds weird. It doesn't sound natural. I think at some point we'll get to that where it does sound more natural. I figure at some point.
That day is something that, you know, hopefully we'll be prepared for.
Yeah, we'll see what it is. My take on it is a little to the side. Okay, technology is going to come no matter what. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. People are going to keep working on it. But mm-hmm. I think the issue that we're dealing with right now is people releasing stuff into the open market because of profit concerns. You know, it's like, oh, we got this new thing. Check this out. Without thinking about the consequences of what it is. Going after the dollar without thinking about, whoa, wait a minute. This could be used such blah, 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 blah kind of thing. And I think what you said, James, that's why we have to be on guard. We don't have to be afraid, but we do have to understand what's going on because they're not vetting everything and they can't. First of all, you don't know all the consequences to what's going to happen when you release new technology. You never do. But at the mm-hmm. same time, I think they should be a little more careful than they are at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with that. But also let's think about how, like, look at it in the terms of where we are with CGI.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something really cool that they can do to add to movies and make their budget smaller. But we become, like, just used to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well, that's just CGI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, they didn't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
It loses its impressiveness after some time.
That's true. That's true.
And I wonder if that, you know, it's the same thing with, okay, so AI is so cool. It can do all these things. But yeah, well, it's not really all that impressive. It's not a human doing it.
Right.
Right.
It's not real.
That's a good point.
And I think that takes some of the fear out of it, too.
Yeah, it does.
You know, knowing mm-hmm. that and everything. Oh, the machine can't do this. The machine can't do that kind of mm-hmm. thing.
But definitely talking about it and being aware is super important.
Yes.
Well, and maybe, you know, instead of doing this, maybe work on the fact that the flashlight turns on every time you pick up your phone and stuff like that. Like, it's in the worst possible spot.
Fix the bugs.
Quit dropping my calls. Like, dude, how about that, too?
Would that be nice?
Like
that be nice?
Don't accidentally call 911 for me.
Yes. I'd like to have those features first, please. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back not only with a update from CBS News, but we're also going to have a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center here at WFHR, locally grown radio.